Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
This is a special presentation of Macabre, a dark history podcast. We delve into the shadows of the past where history's most sinister tales reside. These are the stories that cannot be contained within a single episode. Narratives that demand a deeper explanation and immersion into the human condition. Prepare to immerse yourself in accounts of chilling crimes, unsolved mysteries, and the darker side of human nature in this macabre feature. France, 1672. French Army Captain Gaudin de St. Croix died, leaving behind a locked box with a letter written in his hand that read, "To be opened only in the event of death prior to that of the Marquise." Officials could not have known the can of macabre worms they were about to open. Within the contents of this box were 9 letters in apothecary bottles containing poisons. The damnable dark suspicions of the late captain explained in length the accusations of his mistress, the Marquise de Brinvilliers, of murder. Not only the murders of several of her family members by poisoning, but of suspicions of her involvement in something much deeper. Welcome, listeners, to Macabre, a dark history podcast. In this week's feature, we will be diving into the murderous scandal known as the Affair of the Poisons that took place in France during the reign of Louis XIV. Join me as we uncover the dark secrets riddled with murders and the occult churning within the aristocratic circle of the king, and how a mysterious figure known as La Voisin became the epicenter of the horror that would unfold. This 3-part feature is not for the faint of heart. Part 1. Damning Evidence. A petite, blue-eyed woman was interrogated in the torture room once more. Marie-Madeleine Marguerite d'Aubray. The Marquise de Brinvilliers had nothing left to lose, except her life. It had been 4 years since her lover Gondin had died, and because of him, soon she would too. Marie was a noblewoman, daughter of a civil lieutenant of Paris named Antoine Drew d'Aubray. In 1651, she married Antoine Gobelin de Brinvilliers, cementing her place in aristocracy. Gaudin was her husband's good friend. They had been far from secretive about their affair. They were so bold, in fact, that Marie's father found out and intervened by sending St. Croix to the Bastille in 1663. While he was imprisoned, he learned a lot about poisons from a man named Exili, who was a well-known adventurer at the time. He was also a professional poisoner who, at one time, was under the employment of the Swedish queen, Christina. Upon Gaudin's release, the two lovers plotted their revenge. Gaudin St. Croix sought the assistance of one of the king's apothecaries. The result was a selection of poisons. The Marquise de Brinvilliers tested these poisons on patients in several hospitals to see what worked best. In 1666, she poisoned her father. 4 years after that, her two brothers. Feeling quite confident in her efforts, she targeted her husband and their children's tutor, Brancourt. She had a brief affair with the tutor, but his intelligence saw through her act. He ended up saving the life of her sister-in-law after he learned of her plot. Marie even attempted to poison her daughter. She immediately regretted this poisoning and had her drink a vast volume of milk as an antidote. She had learned of her lover's death and that her crimes had come to light, so she ran until she was arrested in Liège. That's how she found herself being tortured. She knew that they wanted her to confess more than her crimes. They were seeking information on the French underground and find out about plots to kill the king, Louis XIV. They had placed her upon the rack and used thumbscrews to make her confess. In a moment of duress, she yelled, "Half the people of quality are involved in this sort of thing, and I could ruin them if I were to talk." She would give names. Names connected to a network of poisoners, and other names that were saturated with wealth. There was a movement going on that was clear. She would be punished publicly. And in 1676, the Marquise de Brinvilliers was beheaded in Paris in front of a massive crowd. Peppered through the onlookers were more that knew what the Marquise knew. Their secrets were deeper, and their relationship to the king, closer. King Louis XIV, named Le Rassolet, the Sun King, was known for his grandiose parties and frivolous court. It was a defiance against what he knew in his early life. At any given moment, he was surrounded by people with power, influence, and connections. He had to keep up certain walls. He knew to an extent what some of them would do, or had done, to gain power or to further their desires. He would be a fool if he thought he was loved by all of them. But his eyes opened a little wider when the confession of the Marquise de Brinvilliers was reported back to him. It begged the question of other mysterious deaths that had taken place and continued even after her beheading. The king wasn't the only one teased with the paranoia. Other prominent people were feeling more uneasy with every passing day. They were used to the decadent food displayed beautifully on platters, welcoming someone to take a bite. Now their mouths twinged instead of watered, as a thought of someone poisoning them haunted their choices. Dark dealings rippled in the undercurrents of conversations at the gambling tables. Inheritance powders, love potions, charms, and amulets were nestled into clusters of coins, waiting to be collected by the winner. Perspiration from the anxious coming through the cloud of perfume like a vapor. While church law was an ever-present reminder of how to live one's life in this time in France, the reality was different for many at court. Within the Golden Palace, morality was gray. Spiritualism bled into the social entertainment. The king saw himself and his authority above that of the papacy. This was reflected in his social gatherings. When money and aspirations were on the line, greed was supreme. Louis's parties radiated with the essence of his wealth and power. These events were crucial in his role as monarch, designed to be both cultural and political. Perhaps the Sun King was blinded by his own reflection in his hall of mirrors because, among the lavish forest of costumes and etiquette, were predators ready to strike at him and others of his circle. With entertainment that was crafted to please every guest, unsurprisingly, diviners and fortune tellers were part of the revelry. Ladies blushed through their powdered makeup when they were told their fortunes of future love. Gentlemen chuckled at the warnings predicted if they continued on their current path. Obsession of the unknown and what it meant to them developed from amusing party entertainment into tantalizing possibilities to get what they wanted. It was so easy to get caught up in the wonder of it all. The world King Louis XIV created at Versailles was like no other place. Anything seemed possible during his firework displays, dances, and plays. So why not the prospects of one's future? Those who are impatient for inheritance, the unhappily wed, love-struck by another at court, or the ladies who sought the affection of the king, a monarch always looking for a new amorous adventure. Shifting eyes taking in the splendor of the palace, envious of the wealth and hungry for the power it held and stood for. The reasons for diving into the underbelly of France were endless. Outside, the gardens of Versailles were being constructed, some parts already growing and lush with plant life. Its opulence, an onlooker could imagine, was a glimpse into a heavenly place. A stark contrast to Paris's underground, where there were countless caverns, tunnels, bones, and hidden passages where secrets lurked. Crimes, treasons, murder, and other dark dealings were thriving there, a resemblance to an entrance of hell. There was a network of unsavory businesses that sprawled like veins under Parisian streets. Activity long simmering under the surface was starting to boil. Agitations were coming alive. So did black market traders' pursuits. Unspeakable ideas were seeping through the cracks of devious minds and becoming a reality. Something had shifted within the extravagant walls of Versailles. The atmosphere thickened with tension. Words were uttered in hushed tones. The king was on alert. There were already threats to his life. It came with being a king. But now that he knew there were people with high standings involved, the threat grew to a nightmarish size. Was it already too late? It could be anyone sitting in his parlor, the gossipers at his parties, the people who spoke to him inches away. He had to rid his circles and all of France of the people involved in this. He appointed the Lieutenant General of the Paris Police, Gabriel Nicolas de la Reynie. The Lieutenant General knew it was only a matter of time. He had found much during his investigations into those who were arrested not long after the death of the Marquise de Brinvilliers. Among those who were arrested were several alchemists, poisoners, and magicians. They found laboratories under their ownership that contained furnaces, minerals, nitric acid, arsenic, and mercuric chloride. In a disclosure to the king, La Reynie wrote, "Vials, vats, jugs, jars, and packets, the crystals, potions, and potpourri, and cauldrons with deadly nightshade, witch's thimble, root mantigora, powder of catharsis, of toad and bat and viper, blobs of hangman's fat, nail clippings, bone splinters, specimens of human blood, excrement, urine, and semen." It was becoming clear to officials that there was an unimaginable dark society going on in the shadows of Paris. La Reynie was relentless in his investigation. With every discovery, he felt fueled to go further and faster. but they couldn't be all legitimate, could they? Surely most of them were swindlers, making their living off of deception. There seemed to be a plethora of people who shied away from earning their income honestly. Larrainey knew how far some would take it for money, though, and he knew how real these occult practices could be. It wasn't all hearsay. What terrors would he find? The lieutenant general was confronting a beast ignorant to the number of teeth. He soon discovered just how close this ring of the occult was getting to the king. He heard rumors of black masses, sacrifices, and a name that seemed to echo in the streets of Paris. La Voisin. Thank you for listening to this special presentation and limited series on Macabre, a dark history podcast. Stay tuned for macabre features in the future, where together we will uncover the darkest parts of history.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.